This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Sharp Money, VSiN, the sports betting network. A lot to do. Hour two, we've got our family plays. We've got Brad Feinberg. We've got professional handicapper Steve Fezzik joining us here in just a bit. But right now, and this really started to gel over this last NBA season, we've got a couple of favorites on the program. Of course, Dustin Sweetelson at the D. But one of our favorite guests and a regular part of the family is Alex Noops Christensen. You can find him with Randall over at FTNFantasy.com. He has his own show, Hoops with Noops, over at FTN. And he's in town in Vegas. It's great to see you, Noops. How you doing?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's always great to be in town. I love being at the D. Couldn't be happier that Derek Stevens has decided to invest all this into downtown. It's one of my favorite places.
It's the best, the big guy. It's great to see Noops. I'm sure you met him for the first time in person. I do want to quickly say we are on the under. Yes, Noops, an under in France-Egypt in the semis as far as men's soccer. We're 0-0 at the break, so we're under 2.5 there. And I would bring this up because when Noop sat down, Dustin, you went to the restroom. Of course, he's a basketball specialist, and he's been killing it in the Olympics this year with basketball. Let's just start with an overview on your approach when talking about betting this Olympic basketball here in Noops.
Yeah, it's really interesting because it's something that I think actually everyone can handicap if you watch basketball. There is not a lot of data here. There is not big sets of numbers of these players playing together in these situations. I mean, South Sudan's had a team for just a couple of years. So what you can really do to handicap these games is get a feel for the roster, get a feel for the matchups. You have teams that are big, teams that are small. You know, the U.S. is obviously the best team. They can go big or small, but teams like Canada, teams like Australia, much smaller teams, but they play very fast. They shoot a lot of threes. What does that do from a matchup perspective against big teams like Serbia, Germany, France? So trying to always look at the matchups, trying to be aware of kind of how the game's going to go. And luckily now that we're at the knockout stage, we don't have to worry about motivation anymore. Everybody's playing to win.
And you guys can tell me this because I haven't followed the drama, and Noops, of course, brought to you on the Progressive Guest Line. Has the Team USA drama with Kerr and Tatum and the rotations, Noops, has that settled down a little bit here?
I think that just the fact that you're calling it drama speaks to how little there is going on at this point. You know, Tatum didn't play. That's fine. This happens every year. It's a 40-minute basketball game. The NBA is 48 minutes. That's 8 less minutes per player. There's very few games. You've got a roster full of starters and all-stars. There's going to be times when people don't play, so I don't make much of it, and I don't think the players care either, really.
So, Noops, the U.S. is winning, but they're not covering. And now they're taking on Brazil. They're like 28-point favorites. And Steve Kerr came out and said he's worried about their size. Is he just like making stuff up, or is there a legitimate concern? And what about that number?
Well, it's interesting that he would talk about Brazil's size because they don't really have a center. Brazil plays three guards. They play three forwards, a couple guards. There's not really a lot of big players. When I look at that game, you know, I don't expect to see Embiid a lot. If you want to play some Embiid unders, I think that's a good look. Overall, I think the U.S. is going to do what they've done for most of these games, come out, put a hurting on these teams in the first half, and find a way to tuck it away. They should be able to crush this Brazil team. But, you know, in a game where the total is 184 points, I think, the spread for the U.S. is 27, what do I do with that? I have no idea how to even wrap my head around that.
But you do know how to wrap your head around Australia and Serbia. So let's wrap our heads. Noops Christensen joining us talking Olympic basketball live downtown Las Vegas with the big guy at the D. So I've got Australia catching 7 v Serbia. Walk us through your breakdown here.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a tough matchup for Serbia. I think we saw in that game against South Sudan, Serbia is really vulnerable to being attacked with speed, being attacked with three-pointers. And I would love to ask Royal Ivy why he decided to basically run his guys ragged here. I thought that South Sudan team should have been able to run, but they only played 5-6, barely 7 guys for the whole game, and you saw late in the third and throughout the fourth quarter they were tired. Australia's not going to do that. I think it's a great matchup now. They don't have any big guys. With all due respect to Jock Landale, Nikola Jokic should be able to do whatever he wants. But at the same time, Australia's got a lot of guards, a lot of forwards that are really fast, strong defenders. They generate turnovers and shoot threes. That's a great recipe to win in these games that, again, are shorter sample size than 40 minutes. So I like the +7. Go ahead and sprinkle the money line.
Noops, you have me a little concerned, though. This morning I did fire Jock Landale over 20.5 points and rebounds. Here's why, though. I noticed with Serbia, like, Jokic still gets his. He gets his rebounds. he's standing far away from the basket on a lot of these sets, both offense and defense. The style of play is just not what we're used to compared to the NBA. Are you noticing the same thing, that a lot of these big guys are just standing way far out?
Yeah, it is a lot different. So you've got a couple things. Defensively, there is no defensive 3 seconds. That's why you see guys kind of hanging in the paint there. There's no real rule to keep them out of there. And a lot of the big guys on these teams are better shooters. That's why you see them a little further away from the basket. But I like what you're saying there. Landale is perfectly made for the way these basketball games are played. He's a great rebounder. I think that's a pretty comfortable bet. I guess my only concern there would be maybe some foul trouble, but sure, he's kept it pretty clean.
Okay, take the 7 with Australia. Maybe a little sprinkle on that money line. You mentioned tomorrow in the quarters, United States has Brazil up next, Noops. And in this, you're going props. You're going to go under 15.5 points for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting tournament trying to handicap some of these props. Again, I generally use a model, but there's not enough data. So trying to think about matchups, trying to think about lineups here, Kevin Durant is someone that I've just kind of been blindly betting under. Now, he has gone over the 15.5 once, but that was a game where he was 8-for-9 from the field. So it's something he's capable of doing, but that's not what I'm expecting. I'm expecting a big, comfortable U.S. win. Durant is someone who was hurt before the tournament. They have really done a good job of bubble wrapping him and keeping him safe. I think we'll see him come out in the first half, get 10, maybe 12 points, and that'll be that. So give me Kevin Durant under 15.5 points.
Now, you're also a big golf guy. Obviously, you've been attacking in our conversation off the air. I know you've been doing well with the basketball at the Olympics. I won't delve into it too much. But I will ask you this, like, aside from basketball, Noops, have you gotten down? Scheffler was overcome with emotion when he won the gold yesterday. Had a crazy 62 in the final round. Have you been betting anything else as far as the Olympics?
Yeah, lots of little stuff here and there. A friend of mine, I'm sure you guys know, Doug Kazarian, gave me a Romania money line ticket on water polo. I think I'm looking on the TVs. I don't see that. I think that's happening right now, but that's like 10-1. I bet somebody to win the steeple chase. I don't know who it is. He's on Morocco, apparently. He's very tall and very good, so that'll be fun. I did make a mistake in the golf, though. I was looking at the live scoring, and I thought that Tommy Fleetwood was heading to the 18th hole, tied with Scotty Scheffler. Unfortunately, whatever app I was using to check the score was wrong. So be careful, people.
Got to be careful. The NBA offseason, if I were just to put you on the spot and say the 3 biggest bullet points, you know, maybe Redick as the new coach there with the Lakers, Paul George, like 3 bullet points coming out of this offseason that you're looking forward to for next year NBA-wise.
So I think you have to start with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Besides maybe the Philadelphia 76ers, they had the best offseason of anybody. Being able to pick up Alex Caruso for Josh Giddey, absolutely incredible. Josh Hartenstein is going to be a perfect fit there. I think they're going to have a lot of fun putting him and Holmgren on the floor together. So is that team a little bit younger than we're used to seeing teams be great? Are they ready to really take a step forward? So that's the first thing I'm really excited about. In the Eastern Conference, can anyone beat Boston? I love what the Knicks did. I think the Knicks are right there. They could definitely compete with Boston. The Sixers, Daryl Morey did the absolute best job he could have done. This is the best roster that they could have put together, you know, plus or minus a few really lucky things. But it's a great team. I love Tyrese Maxey. I love Paul George. I love Joel Embiid. But we got to see if they're healthy. So those are kind of some of the big ones for me. And I guess the third one is, since you mentioned the Lakers, I think the Pacific Division is going to be terrible. There is only one team in the Pacific Division I think makes the playoffs this year after all 5 were top 10 seeds last year.
Now, as far as a team you're high on, let's go to the Southwest. The Grizzlies at plus 270. Obviously, with Ja returning, tell me why you're high on the Grizzlies.
It's a great team. They're really deep. Last season was a complete disaster. They started 51 lineups in 82 games. Yes, 51. That's a different lineup every 1.6 games. That's incredible. Horrible for your season, but good for developing talent. They were able to see what some of these guys have. Scottie Pippen Jr., Jake LaRavia, Santi Aldama. But now they bring back basically a whole new starting 5 now that they're going to have everybody healthy. Again, Morant is going to be healthy. Desmond Bane was beat up for most of the year. Brandon Clark should be back. I think it's a really great team. They're deep. They can go big. They can go small. I think that they are poised to come back and absolutely rip through the season. I like them to win that division. I think it'll be very close between them and Dallas.
Are you getting itchy? Like, do you like the break from the NBA, or do you need it back? Are you getting a little twitchy, or are you good with a little break from the association?
It was nice for a while, but I find myself wandering around the house looking for things to do, and I can only fix and readjust and paint and move so much stuff around. So I'm just starting to wander around in circles aimlessly. I maybe need to find something else to do.
Oh, and so Noobs is not only a former weather originator. I don't even know what that is. A first touchdown expert when it comes to NFL betting. An NBA expert with betting. But you're also handy. I need a list of things you've worked on and or fixed around your house. Because between the two of us, we couldn't put a light bulb in.
It's a lot of little stuff there. I won't do electricity. I will not do plumbing. But if it's, you know, I can fix, I know how to rehang a door on a cabinet. I can, you know, do doors and stuff like that. Little things here and there. But if it involves a wire or a pipe, yeah, I'm bringing somebody in.
That's why he's married and we're not.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, probably a few more reasons.
Sure.
Australia catch the 7, sprinkle on that money line. Durant against Brazil, go under the 15.5. Before we say goodbye to our buddy Noops, so you're in Vegas, it's like 110 out. Is it indeed a dry heat?
It is a dry heat. Luckily, I'm not really outside in it too much. One of the best parts about being downtown, and why I always like downtown versus the Strip, you're not really outside unless you want to be. You walk out of a casino, you're right next to another one. There's that nice, beautiful overhang. I'm not really outside, so it might be a dry heat, Patrick, but I've only heard that. I haven't really had to experience it yet, thankfully.
Dustin told me you brought the Speedo for the circa pool. Is that true?
It is. It is. And I was trying to get one with your picture on it, Patrick, but I couldn't get it turned around fast enough.
Noobs Christensen, Alex, have a great time in Vegas. We look forward to hanging out with you on the program. We always appreciate your contributions. You can go to FTN, ftnfantasy.com. for Noops' show and all the picks. Of course, he's going to be heavily involved in the NFL season as well. Thanks, Noops. Appreciate you.
My pleasure. Have a great day, guys.
Talk to you soon. We're back. Sharp Money. Okay, it's an exciting new era here at VSiN. And if you haven't heard, VSiN is now proudly owned by Musburger Media. And to celebrate, VSiN's offering its lowest price ever, a special 3-year deal. This week only, get 3 years of our VSiN Pro access for just $350. Now, you think $350, that sounds like a lot. Extrapolate over 3 years, people. It's great. Saves you over 75% off the monthly price. When you become a VSiN Pro, what do you get? Our daily best bets with a leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. Betting splits to show you where the money and the bets are moving for every game. Betting systems and analysis from professional handicappers. 24/7 video access, plus access to all of our betting guides. All right, so it's a limited time offer available to both and current subscribers. So this is important. If you're an existing subscriber that would like to add 3 years to your account, please email us at subscribe@vsin.com. Or if you're looking to subscribe to VSiN for the first time, please visit vsin.com/special to sign up. That's vsin.com/special. All right, certainly exciting times. What's just so exciting as we welcome you back here on Sharp Money, it is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We mentioned a new purveyor of content and Steve Cohen joining the company. We mentioned Musburger Media with Michelle and Brian and Bill AD back in charge. Like, you're already going to be fired up at this time of the year on August 5th because the NFL and college football is right around the corner. But with all these new developments at VSiN, a little extra pep in my step, big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, hanging out at the D at downtown Las Vegas. We just had Noop stop by. We've got a bunch of family plays we're going to get to. We've got our Sharp Money Survivor coming up. We've got professional handicapper Brad Feinberg. We've got a staple with you and I for 10-plus years here on VSiN for a couple of years, Steve Fezzik, professional handicapper, certainly opinionated. He's going to be joining coming up in about 43 minutes. He's going to talk about winning and betting the NFL preseason, how the pros are handling the new kickoff rule. But overall, good vibes.
Good vibes until I have to confront Steve Fezzik for why he can't stop texting me that I'm fat unintentionally.
Whoa, 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 whoa. He's texting you you're fat?
Not directly. Like, so some people may know this. Some may need to be updated. Jonathan Von Tobel from VSiN Primetime and I are in a weight loss competition. And I keep getting updates that I don't ask for from Steve about Jonathan Von Tobel, who I see more than Steve. And Steve's like, you know, he's lost a lot of weight. I keep seeing him. I think you're in trouble. Steve, I've lost a lot of weight too. And we've done one weigh-in, and I won the weigh-in.
You did win the weigh-in, and we will announce the winner of the contest that first Thursday when the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season, so we'll announce that. I would just say maybe Fezzik's a weird cat. Maybe he's trying to motivate you.
He could.
And also, maybe you're projecting your insecurities. He literally just complimented JVT, and you took it as him putting you down.
It was unsolicited. I didn't ask for it.
No, you didn't.
Maybe he cares about friendship. I worry about this dojo. I can't worry what my competitors are doing. I can only focus on me. Control what you can control.
Not to focus on me, but did I or did I not? I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I said before the show started how great you look.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're a good friend.
You're supportive. Steve Fezzik?
No. Nay. Great friend.
Fair.
Speaking of friends... Let's get to the family.
Ooh.
Because we've got a ton, and this is a little bit of a respite, so we can get to our buddy Zachary Cohen to start.
You know him from VSiN.com. He covers tennis. He covers basketball. He covers baseball. I mean, he covers everything. College football, all a part of that college football betting guide. Some great bets that Zachary Cohen and I were simpatico on, which made me feel good about myself on the inside. Read him over at VSiN.com. Follow him on Twitter at BettingOnX. And here he is with a Sharp Money family play for today.
Sharp Money, family play.
Sharp Buddy, this is Zachary Cohen with a family play for you. I like Team Australia +7 against Serbia tomorrow in the men's basketball at the Olympics. And I also like Australia as a money line sprinkle. I think that this is a game that Nikola Jokic is probably going to dominate quite a bit. Australia is a little thin inside. Jock Landale is a good offensive player, but not much of a defender. I'm a little concerned about that. But at the same time, I really like Australia's perimeter defense, especially Dyson Daniels guarding Bogdan Bogdanovic. I think that he's going to do a really good job of covering his future Atlanta Hawks teammate. And I really like Australia's ability to make plays on the ball. I think that there are a lot of guys on that Australian team with Daniels, Josh Giddey, Dante Exum that can all create off the bounce quite a bit against a Serbia team that's a little slow-footed on the perimeter. I also think that Patty Mills is going to get hot in this game. He moves really well off the ball. He's really quick. I think that Serbia's going to have a lot of trouble keeping an eye on him, and Patty can get as hot as anyone in international play. So I think this is a game that Serbia is really at risk of losing. This is a team that a lot of people were high on heading into the event. This is a really tough matchup.
Love it from our buddy Zachary Cohen, who does a great job over at VSiN.com. Very sharp kid. And you like the corroboration, right? Because Noops just joined us and essentially said the same thing. He not only likes Australia v. Serbia catching the 7, but isn't afraid of the money line either.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you know you really like a bet. When you're willing to do that on a dog, you think a dog is live enough to take on the money line to a degree, like, that's how you know you feel really good about it. I watch Serbia. They're both right. They're kind of a slower team. It all does revolve around Jokic, which obviously isn't a surprise. He's the best player in the world, but he is so much a facilitator for them and makes everything happen. Those guys have to knock down their shots when he sets them up because everyone's converging on Jokic every time he touches it.
Little update on our family play, which we gave out as the program started.
Mm-hmm.
And it's France, the home team, men's soccer against Egypt. This will shock you because France went off pregame -250 favorite. Egypt leads 65th minute 1-0.
Ooh, that's a big upset.
We don't care. We just want under 2.5.
Yeah.
And if it goes to extras, if it goes to a penalty shootout, you win. Okay, so we just need under 2.5 goals. The Olympics, you come to this guy, big guy, when it comes to betting on the Olympics.
How much time is left, you said?
Well, it's the 65th minute. They play 90 minutes. You do the math.
I don't like it. They go up. I like to go down with the clock. It's very confusing.
Yeah, well, get with the program. And speaking of the program, you know who's been joining us and doing a great job for us on our family plays?
Who's that?
John Bowman.
That's correct.
Let's go.
Baseball with Bowman, former scout with the Blue Jays and at Tulane. Don't ask him about the football program, though. And he does all of his great handicapping at Baseball with Bowman. Find him on X/Twitter, John Bowman 11. And here he is with a Sharp Money family play for today.
I like
What's
that.
Up, Sharp Money? John Bowman here from Baseball with Bowman. And I just wanted to give you guys my favorite play of the night. We're going to go with the Diamondbacks on the money line, minus 120 against the Guardians on the road. It's Zach Gallen against Logan Allen. Logan Allen just got called back up to make this start. He's making a spot start, and he was really struggling before he was sent down. Zach Gallen has been pretty good lately. He's had a couple blow-up starts, but other than that, he's been very good. But the Diamondbacks are one of the hottest teams in the league right now. They are the hottest in the last 30 days. They've been winning series. They've been playing well, and they should have their entire bullpen available today. So I like the Diamondbacks on the road to get this win.
Shout to John Bullman. Of course, former scout, as Dustin mentioned, with the Toronto Blue Jays. Baseball with Bullman. A couple of things. One, the D-backs right now sitting in the wild card. I just want to give you this quickly, Dustin. I know you have a play on Diamondbacks Guardians, so I'll get to you in just a second. So Major League Baseball, maybe those that aren't closely paying attention, we're 110 games into the season. And the AL, you've got Baltimore and the Yanks tied atop the East. Cleveland's up in the Central, Dustin. Seattle one game up in the West. Your three wild card teams right now, the Yanks, Minnesota, and Kansas City. Kansas City, the surprise. NL. Philly, six games up on the Braves. That's Dustin's team. He loves the Phillies. He's a Donkey Kong. Milwaukee, 5.5 up on the Cards. We've got Mets Cards coming up in a makeup game in just a little bit. We'll get to that. Dodgers, 4.5 up on the Padres. Padres start, you know what? The Friars are playing good ball. Your three wildcard teams, NL, Padres, Braves, and the aforementioned D-backs, and we come to you on that D-backs team.
Yeah, look, I like where John's coming from. Zach Gallen, by the way, normally really bad on the road, has been awesome in away starts of late this year, so I don't mind backing them if you want to get that shorter price on Zach Gallen in this matchup against the Guardians, because Logan Allen's going to get knocked around, and that's where I'm going for my bet. I like Arizona team total over 4.5. The Diamondbacks are third in OPS against lefties this year, first in runs scored against southpaws. They're averaging 6.2 runs per game after the All-Star break, a .282 average as a team, and you look up and down that lineup, a lot of guys who kill lefties. Ketel Marte hits .357 against lefties. Lourdes Gurriel, .323. Even guys like Randall Grichuk, like, they contribute against lefties. .291, where he's really just a middle-of-the-road hitter on the other side batting righty against righties. Jake McCarthy, in a small sample size, is killing lefties this year. Offense is red hot. Let's stay hot on the road. Get that guaranteed ninth inning at bat over 4.5 on the Diamondbacks.
Literally just bet it. So I feel like every time you give me a bet, though, it loses. So maybe
it's pretty consistent. Pretty consistent.
Are you good against lefties?
Oh, I smoke lefties. If I could only face lefties, you wouldn't know me. I'd be in the majors.
You would?
Yeah.
With that bill?
Well, I wouldn't have given up on life.
Brad Feinberg, professional handicapper, joins us next year. Sharp Money, the big guy. Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, as we welcome you back. It's been a long time since we talked to our next guest, who legitimately is one of the sharpest guys around. You can find Brad Feinberg, sports betting analyst, at Brad's Best Bets on Twitter, and also the website Brad's Best Bets. Of course, his TV show 10x Bets on Brinks TV, where he's tried to turn $10,000 into $100,000 for St. Jude's Hospital. Mr. Feinberg, it's nice to see you. How's your summer going?
Oh, it's going great, Patrick. Thank you for having me on again. Always enjoy being on. I hope you're looking forward to the NFL season starting soon. I know you guys were off in July and you're ready to run it back right now.
100%. Now, the last time we spoke, I believe you said, and you've got a bunch of baseball plays. We're going to get to those in a second. But I think one of the things you like to do is you and your son like to visit different ballparks. Have you been to a ballpark this summer?
You know, it's funny, Patrick. I love to do a lot of stuff with him. Like, you'll laugh at this, Patrick. I've never golfed in my entire life other than being on the range. DraftKings actually gave me a trip before they kicked me out to go to the British Open and play these British Open courses. So I went with him. We had the best time. I actually shot like a 105 at the British Open, my first time playing golf. Not horrible. And then we went to this place, Bandon Dunes, this year, which was amazing. If anyone plays golf, Bandon Dunes in Oregon, ranked the second best course after Pebble Beach in the United States, was incredible. You know, it's funny. I went to believe it or not, I'd not been to the new Yankee Stadium, which is crazy to say, Patrick, but I went there with him and we had a great time. I think that's our only baseball one, but NBA playoffs, we hadn't been to Minnesota, so we went to the Timberwolves Nuggets game 3, which was a clunker, but we always like going.
Well, Lynx, if you're over there in Europe and you're shooting a 105 on a Lynx course, that means Feinberg's got some game with the sticks.
Well, I mean, I've only played twice, but again, for someone who's played twice, I would say it's respectable. But again, like, I'm not going to overrate myself or anything, but it's fun. Look, it's fun, and I had a great time playing Bandon Dunes. That's the one I really thought was even nicer than the British Open, to be honest. The British Open
was great,
too.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't they have a U.S. Open there up in Oregon? Or am I, is that another course?
I got to tell you something, Patrick. If you go there, you'll see why. It's the most out of forsaken place you'll ever find. There's not a ton of hotels. It's like, man, it's like population of seven, it feels like. So it wouldn't be able to host a major event like that, in my humble opinion. But in terms of the course itself, Patrick, I don't know if you play golf, if you're a golfer. There's everything you want me to say, any better than any pick I'm going to give you. Go to Bandon Dunes. You'll have the best time and you'll enjoy it. And you'll say, man, Feinberg, you were right on this one. It was tremendous.
Well, that's what's important. Keep stacking those memories with your son. I'd love to hear it. Brad Feinberg at Brad's Best Bets on Twitter. Okay, let's get to the plays. And we're going to start with your boy, Patrick Corbin, over 15 and a half outs. This is why Feinberg's the best. Everybody fades Corbin. He's coming on Corbin at plus 110.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm holding my nose, Patrick, because I get it and I understand it. By the way, I don't mind as an alternate play as well. Corbin over 5.5 hits. That's a bet I've done a bunch this year and I've won well. And actually, but the juice on that got a little out of hand. Why do I like Patrick Corbin over 15.5 outs? Again, I always say it, Patrick, we're betting numbers, not players. I know Patrick Corbin stinks, but you know what? When I look at the data, 21 starts this year, he's gone over this 15 to 21 times. His last 85 starts in 3 years, 52 and 33 going over. Guess what? He stunk the entire time. This isn't like a new thing where he suddenly became bad. He's been bad other than the World Series year. Patrick Corbin's been below average starter. I like this bet very much. You're getting plus 110 on a bet that, in my opinion, how can you tell me we're not above 50% to win this? Every data point says it, and the Giants aren't great. That's my first play.
Yeah, Corbin, he's on the last year of his deal with the Nets, so they're going to let him get outs. They're going to let him eat innings. Like, just on the way out. Go ahead.
Patrick. Yeah, they're not saving him for anything. He could throw 104 pitches. They're not going to care. Again, we're betting numbers, not players. I got to always
bet numbers, not players. Mr. Feinberg's nobody better at that. Kyle Hendricks, over 2.5 runs, plus 122, and then over 4.5 hits at minus $1.25.
Okay, well, a couple things on this. First, I was able to get in the morning, believe it or not, over 1.5, but I still like the over 2.5 getting plus juice. His last 60 starts, Kyle Hendricks, 30 and 30. His ERA this year is about 7. And I love the Twins lineup. I actually think the Twins, if you're looking for a long shot bet, I'm very long Minnesota. I think their lineup, especially now that Royce Lewis is back, now that Jose Miranda's back, I think their lineup is really sneaky good. I like the Twins here. The wind must be blowing in by the total, but I'm fine with that. I just think Hendricks is just one of the worst starters in Major League Baseball. Now the juice on the hits, I got 125. It's minus 160 now, but you know what? I still like it. I do. It's 41 and 19, his last 60 starts, and he's going against Patrick. Again, I look at matchups. The Twins, to me, one of the best hitting teams in baseball. This is a bet that's winning close to 70% of the time against a tough matchup against Minnesota. I don't know how this isn't at least 5.5 hits. I truly don't get it. Again, these sports books just copy each other with no one really thinking. I was like, wait a minute, why is this guy 4.5 hits, Kyle Hendricks, when he gives up 100 hits in 85 innings thus far this year? Line makes no sense to me.
Dustin, you were shaking your head yes during Feinberg's breakdown of Hendricks. Would you like to expound?
Yeah, I mean, Hendricks, he throws really soft, pitches to contact. The Twins are hitting everything right now. He's right about Royce Lewis coming back, but that whole lineup is really sneaky good as long as everyone's healthy. Dead on with this.
Yeah, and again, 4.5, just to give you guys an idea, you look, and this is what I do. I mean, I have no life. Every now and a blue moon, you'll get like a Tyler Glasnow at 3.5. But basically, 99% of the time, the lowest number you're going to see is 4.5. You're giving the lowest number to a guy this bad? Really? Again, you're never going to find these lines on an NFL or a game where they don't make mistakes like that, or an NBA game. The straight games, the lines are too efficient. But on these props, again, still could lose this bet, in my opinion, maybe 1 in 3 times. But to me, it's a very winning bet. And I, as you can see, my enthusiasm for it is quite high.
Well, somebody in your line of work, Brad, we want you to have no life because this is your life, focusing on these numbers.
You're right.
The next one up
is
Andrew Haney under 5.5 hits.
You know, it's interesting. Andrew Haney, look, this is a bet I've made a bunch this year. Looking at my data, 15-7 this year, 59-18 the last 3 years to the under. Now, Andrew Haney, this bid, he wins it. He does it a different way. He's not a dominant hits per inning guy, whereas like a Tyler Glasnow or someone like that just doesn't give a ton of hits. He gives up close to a hit an inning. Two reasons I like this bet. Right now, the Astros, again, I do not like the Astros lineup. Again, ever since Kyle Tucker went down, man, this team cannot score. But here's why I like it. Haney's a guy who throws a lot of pitches per inning, and he just doesn't pitch many innings. He usually pitches between four innings and five and two-thirds, five and a third. He just does not pitch many innings, and he just usually goes under 5.5, not because he's some great pitcher, but just because he doesn't have the quantity of innings to allow six hits. Plus, I like this matchup. Again, I thought most of his games have been 4.5 this year. The times they've made it 5.5, I've done it, and I've won, and I don't really fear Houston.
Okay, let's sneak one more in. Aaron Nola, we're going to go over 5.5 strikeouts at minus $1.40.
Yeah, next one. This one, usually 9.5 out of 10 times, the numbers go with me. This one, you can actually get, looking at my numbers right now, minus $1.20. I don't understand this. Aaron Nola last 3 years, 62-33 to this over, 12-17 his last 19 starts this year. But why I really like the bet, we talk about when you face a team, right? The Dodgers last 15 games and last 30 games, third in Major League Baseball in terms of striking out. You know, there's no Mookie Betts. Freeman had been out. Like, this is not the Dodgers team you're going to see in October. So I think, in my opinion, Patrick, they're getting a little bit too much respect here. Nola, to me, is a guy that usually gets his six strikeouts. This should be 6.5, not 5.5.
I lied, Brad. Let's sneak one more in. Manaea, under 5.5 hits.
Yeah, look, Manaea, look, another guy, again, decent matchup against the Cardinals. Manaea usually doesn't pitch a ton of innings. 16-5 this year, 31-9 the last couple of years in the games he started, going under 5.5 hits. What I like about it, again, he'll throw 30 pitches in an inning because he walks guys. He throws a lot of high counts for things. He'll strike guys out. I don't think he'll get much more than five innings, and it's tough for a guy like that. He has pretty good stuff. He has a very good hits per inning, Manaea. I don't think he gives up six hits. It's pricey. It's minus $1.40, $1.45 area, but I think this bet wins at least close to, let's call it 64% of the time.
Okay, we will save the NFL because we're going to talk to you plenty throughout the season. You can DM Brad at Brad's Best Bets on Twitter to get involved in the picks. Brad, it's great to see you. Again, have a great continue with the summer and the kids, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Patrick, I always enjoy having being on. You're always so gracious and kind. I appreciate it. You take care.
We love having you on. He genuinely is one of the sharpest dudes around. And you know how I know? Because Steve Fezzik is obsessed with Brad Feinberg. And Fezzik is coming up in 20 minutes. Progressive Guest Line brought you Mr. Feinberg. I love Feinberg.
Ah, he's a legend.
He just looks at a market. He's like, this is disrespectful.
Well, you're correct to call out the Corbin one. I'd also note on his bet of Corbin has been better of late, despite getting smashed by Arizona in the desert last week. He actually has been better. So I thought that plus price was interesting there. And you're right. They don't want to waste bullpen arms when he pitches. So if he gets hit, they're leaving him in the game.
Well, it's two things. He's auditioning for another contract for another team. And the Nats, they don't care about his arm because the contract's up and they just want him gone.
Not my arm anymore.
Sharp Money Survivor is coming up next. Uh-oh, starting to get tight in Paris with France and Egypt. But first, let me tell you about VSiN.com. Best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, betting tools, and your betting guides. Now, Matt Eumanns, great writer. We just had the coaches poll come out. You can go and juxtapose Mr. Eumanns' coaches poll or his top 25. See how they line up over at VSiN.com. We got you back here on Sharp Money. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. The big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, hanging out at the D in downtown Las Vegas. We just had Feinberg on coming up in 15 minutes. We're going to have our buddy Steve Fezzik. Fezzik has been beating the NFL preseason for myriad years, so he's going to tell you how to do that. Also talk about how the pros are handling that new kickoff rule. But I just wanted to take a second before we get to Sharp Money Survivor, and France. So Egypt jumped out in the 62nd minute. Now, remember, we're going under 2.5 and France-Egypt in the semis. Men's soccer, Paris. Now, 0-0 at the break, loving it. 0-0 through 61 minutes, loving it for under 2.5. Then Egypt, that's Africa, big guy. 62nd minute, they got a goal, 1-0. France, 83rd minute, pick up the equalizer. So now we're in the 89th minute, it's 1-1. But remember, the way it works with soccer betting, we just need to get through regulation and we cash our under. So a little tight bum time right now as we're sitting 1-1, but we just want this to go to extras. Let's get through this at 1-1 and we cash our ticket. What do you think about that?
I believe in you. I believe in your handicap, and I believe it will come through in our favor because you are obsessed with soccer. You don't like to tell people that. It's really weird. I don't think I knew you even cared about soccer until like 7 years of knowing you.
Hung out with a young lady over the weekend, and she said, you know, what is it you do? I said, I hang out with the big guy. And then she said, well, what's your favorite sport? I said, listen, shorty, I'm not beating the NFL. I'm going to bet every NFL game. I'm going to bet every prop you possibly can. But those numbers are too sharp.
Yeah.
She said, what does sharp mean? I said, never mind. I like soccer. That's the moral of the story.
It's a very worldly perspective for you. That's what I'd say. It makes you more interesting. You care about all these random countries because you're a big fan of La Liga and you're a big fan of the MLS. You're the only person I ever met who said, I love the MLS.
Big fan of Liga MX, Mexico. La Liga, Spain. Serie A, Italy. Bundesliga, Germany. EPL, United Kingdom. MLS, United States, which, by the way, in case you haven't looked, the United States is boat racing the world at the Olympics in medal count.
You said Syria is in Italy?
Yes, sir.
Why wouldn't it be in a country called Syria?
Are you okay?
That was a good one. Come on.
It was an average one. But again, we're just getting back together. I'm going to give you a little time. And maybe you can gather your breath with Sharp Money Survivor right now.
Well, I'm fired up because Henry Mejia is this week's Sharp Money Survivor. Not the former pitcher who got suspended twice for steroids in baseball.
I was going to say, I know that guy.
Not that Henry Mejia. A big fan of Sharp Money. I've been talking with him at, he's been emailing, sharpmoney@vsin.com. And for those that don't know Sharp Money Survivor, we let you, the listener, compete against each other. You pick one pick a day. Maximum minus 150 juice. You win, you advance to the next day. You give us another pick in video form. You go on until you lose. Right now, our leader in the clubhouse is Nish Gandhi. He is a doctor. He drives a Tesla. I'm sorry, let me correct that.
No.
His Tesla drives him.
Thank you. That is the difference
between Nish Gandhi and the rest of us. He went 5 in a row. The winner at the end of this contest wins a combined $550 from Patrick and mine's bank account. So let's get to Henry Mejia because he knows how to play to our favorite types of things. He went for the outdoor scenic look. He wanted to draw us in with the backdrop. And here he is, Henry Mejia, this week's Sharp Money Survivor.
Hey.
How long can you last? It's time to see how the listeners of VSiN do. Your best plays. Your best bets. Longest streak wins.
We're going streaking!
It's Sharp Money Survivor. Pick or die.
Hey, what's going on, family? Hope you guys enjoyed your vacations. It's been a little quiet without you guys, but we made it. Welcome back, guys. Name's Henry. Nice to meet you guys. From Los Angeles, California, small little town in Lake Hughes. Just found out about it, and I absolutely love it. So, been following you guys for over maybe about 5 years, I would say. Sat down at the Circa Casino when it opened, and I saw VSiN over there, and I was very curious. So I tuned in ever since then. One of the first people I was listening to was Sean King and Tim Murray. Those guys would argue 24-7. It was hilarious. Loved it. Now I came across you guys, and you guys have been awesome. Love you guys. Aaron Halterman, Mike Samich, everybody. You guys have been doing a great job. I really appreciate it. So straight to it, to my pick. I'm taking Kyle Hendricks over 2.5 runs.
Got cut off there, but Kyle Hendricks over 2.5 runs. My man Henry Mejia is going plus money for his first play.
Ooh.
Look, there's been different strategies done. Nish Gandhi laid heavy juice every step of the way because he realized it was about the wins first. The ROI would factor in later as a tiebreaker here if he was tied with anyone. He didn't have to worry about a tie because he won two more than Manny Davison, who was leading this contest for the better part of 3 months. So our guy Henry Mejia kicking things off, similar to Brad Feinberg, same bet, fading Kyle Hendricks.
Okay, there's a couple of things just to pull back a little bit, and we appreciate the kind words from Henry Mejia. A couple of things. One, the reason for Sharp Money Survivor is to start to cultivate a community. And I think one of the great things with the new announcement that Musburger Media has reclaimed their property in VSiN is it goes back to a family feel. Like, we loved our time with DraftKings, but VSiN was a grassroots. It's the premier sports betting outlet in the country. There's nobody close, but it started grassroots. So I like that. And when we came up with the idea for Sharp Money Survivor, it was just a way to build the show, but also build the community and get to know the VSiN pros. And one of my favorite parts about doing this is kind of connecting with the faces and getting people involved. And here's what I loved about Henry Mejia. Super kind person, but also the whole entire time he was doing a Sharp Money Survivor video, he was battling with his dog. If you didn't hear in the background, Henry was freaking battling. It sounded like a Labrador because my man was panting heavily. And if you noticed, he kept on turning the camera and looking down. He was trying to deal with his dog, which has a special place in my heart because I got Jeezy the dog hanging out too. So I love Henry. I love the fact that he didn't break. He didn't bring the dog into the mix because he's a professional.
Okay, conspiracy. Do we think Henry maybe didn't tell the wife about this and decided when he went for the walk with the dogs, it was his time to get away, I'm going to get down in the Sharp Money Survivor contest?
Well, I think he may have been trying to avoid his wife because he did the play from the middle of the mountains. So it appears he drove out to the middle of nowhere to avoid Shorty and brought his dog with him. Hey, I'm going for a walk.
And by the way, credit to Henry. Henry signed up using the VSiN code SHARP when he became a VSiN pro. That is why Henry is your Sharp Money Survivor. Emailing with a few of you guys now to set up when you will be our next Sharp Money Survivor. That's only if Henry ever loses. He can go on a 20-day heater. Who knows?
He could go on a 50-day heater. The way Survivor works, it's just like the circuit contest or any contest you play with your boys, your girls. Literally, you just keep picking until you die. May I ask you a question? As somebody that generally picks up on things, how did you not hear the heaviest panting dog in the world in that video?
I thought he knew because we talked about Mike Zillis, that wild card, about him and the mountains he was showing. I thought he was trying to play to our sensibilities and what we like because we both do fall for a beautiful Bob Ross-style landscape. So I thought he was twisting and turning to try to show us the whole background.
No, he was trying to get away from his dog. A little tree here, a little mountain here. R.I.P. to Bob Ross. We're in extra time, and it's 1-1.
So we're good?
I need this game to go final, big guy. France, Egypt, 1-1.
But you're good. I thought extra time doesn't count for you, or does.
No, added minutes.
Oh, okay.
And then we go on. So let's just take a deep breath. If you, after the show, go back and listen to the Mejia video, the dog was louder than Henry.
I didn't realize
now,
that.
Maybe I have a spidey sense because I have a dog.
I think that you only know that if you have a dog.
When Henry writes you, he's going to be like, Patrick was dead on. I was trying to avoid my dog.
I should just
text he wasn't
him.
Doing panoramic shots. He was running away from a Rottweiler. Let's go, Mejia. You can chase down Nish Gandhi. He had a hell of a run at 5-0. That freak Manny Davidson sitting number two. When we come back, professional handicapper Steve Fezzik joins. You want to bet the NFL preseason? He'll tell you how.